Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The United Nations top official in Sudan says the country's warring generals have agreed to send representatives for negotiations, which could potentially take place in Saudi Arabia. More from VOA's Anita Powell.
The leaders of both of Sudan's armed factions on Tuesday announced a one-week ceasefire to allow for talks. The State Department says they have been seeking a ceasefire for weeks. Deputy spokesperson Vedant Patel.
Every time that this ceasefire is extended, it allows us to continue to work hand in hand through the auspices of the Quad, through the auspices of the AU, IGAD, and the UN to get us to a durable cessation of hostilities that will hopefully take us back to what we believe is the will of the Sudanese people, and that is a transitional government.
President Joe Biden had previously called the violence unconscionable and called for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire and unhindered humanitarian access. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
The United Nations has warned Sudan's conflict risks morphing into a broader crisis as impoverished neighbors welcome an influx of refugees. The UN said Tuesday more than 100,000 people have fled Sudan's war across borders into its neighbors. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in the Finnish capital, Helsinki, on Wednesday for a one-day Nordic summit. He is expected to meet with four Nordic prime ministers who are gathering at the residency of the Finnish president. Russia's foreign ministry on Thursday denied a U.S. request for a consular visit to Evan Gershkovich, an American reporter for the Wall Street Journal who was jailed on espionage charges. Gershkovich has been in custody since his March 29th arrest by Russia's security service. His employer and the U.S. government have denied the espionage charge. This is VOA News. Serbian police say a teenage boy has opened fire in a school in central Belgrade, killing eight children and the school guard. Police say they arrested the suspect, a seventh grade student, in the schoolyard. The statement added that the boy apparently opened fire with his father's gun. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration will temporarily send 1,500 additional troops to help secure the U.S.-Mexico border, the Pentagon said Tuesday. More from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder.
For 90 days, these 1,500 military personnel who will be sourced from the active duty component will fill critical capability gaps, such as ground-based detection and monitoring, data entry, and warehouse support until CPB can address these needs through contracted support. Military personnel will not directly participate in law enforcement activities.
The increase in border resources, adding to the 2,500 National Guard troops already there, comes as Trump-era COVID-19 restrictions, known as Title 42, are set to end on May 11th. The policy had allowed U.S. authorities to rapidly expel non-Mexican migrants to Mexico without the chance to seek asylum.
That was Jillian Kinster. Iran seized a Panama-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz on Wednesday, the second such capture by Tehran in recent days. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
According to the U.S. Navy, the Mideast-based 5th Fleet identified the vessel as the Niobe. It said Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard seized the ship. The Navy published pictures of small guard vessels surrounding the tanker. Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency, believed to be close to the guard, reported the paramilitary force has seized a tanker it described as a violator without elaborating. Last week, Iran seized an oil tanker carrying crude for Chevron amid wider tensions between Tehran and the U.S. over its nuclear program. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Another woman has testified that she was sexually attacked by former U.S. President Donald Trump. Lawyers for the Advice Columnist who filed a lawsuit accusing Trump of rape have called another woman who testified that she, too, was sexually assaulted by Trump. Jessica Leeds testified in support of E. Jean Carroll, who says Trump assaulted her in the dressing room of a luxury store in New York. Heavy rains, flooding, and mudslides have killed at least 55 people in western Rwanda, according to local reports, quoting Rwandan Red Cross and government officials. More are expected to die from the floods. Mudslides appear to have blocked main roads leading to the area, hampering rescue efforts, with more rain forecast for the region. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.